Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Nooks and crannies. I know it's cold in a lot of places in the United States. We've seen some crazy temperature dips into single digits, and I think you're feeling it because I'm getting a lot of emails that talk about the fact that it's so cold. I always say, okay, we're not going to talk about the weather, but how can we not when so many of you are affected by these, you know, outrageous temperatures and whatnot? Like I said, you'll be complaining in the summertime when it's hot in the summer. You'll be complaining about how hot it is then, saying, oh, remember when we were complaining about the winter when it was just so awful? All right, so the terrible thing to start with here again is something that we talked about last night in Iraq. They've confirmed that ISIS burned 40 people alive. Hate to kick things off that way, but it seems like they can never get enough of the shock value of what they're doing. And can you imagine being in your village, your town, and that sort of thing happening? It's just unbelievably barbaric, unbelievably, in this village in Iraq. Just homes destroyed and burned people. This is the kind of shock and awe that ISIS provides. And the sad thing is, and I've tapped into this a little bit more with some connections at the Pentagon, there really is great fear over some of the recruitment techniques that ISIS is using and how many young, disenfranchised Muslim men are leaving the United States or Great Britain or wherever just to hook up with them the more that they see what they're doing. And I'm wondering, what ship is missing that this is attracting so many? And this is a town that's 9 miles north of An al-Asad Air Base. There's about 400 U.S. military personnel that are stationed there to train Iraqi pilots fighting against ISIS. So this was certainly a statement thing. And, you know, they're saying that clearly the people were burned, but it goes back to that whole thing of confirming, and ISIS hasn't published any images of the killings as they usually do in the past. But Rear Admiral John Kirby from the Pentagon said that he had heard about it and had seen images. So, you know, it goes to that thing of they have to analyze every little piece of information that they get to make sure that it's not some kind of an exaggeration, to verify the bits and pieces and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, this idea of we've got the White House getting ready to host this extremist summit is what they're calling it. And what, you know, they're planning this week for the summit. And what are they going to come out with combating, finding ways to violent extremists? I mean, they're avoiding using Islamic extremism as their central focus, which I just don't understand the verbal jumping jacks over that, because it is what it is. So why can't we call it what it is? I don't think it's a Democrat-Republican thing. It's not igniting anything. It's not doing anything to the such. So anyway, the president defended his decision not to call war against ISIS as a religious one during some of the remarks he made at that summit on Wednesday as they were preparing things for it. And he said, we are not at war with Islam. We're at war with those who have perverted Islam. So what does that mean? We've got attacks in Western Europe, Canada, Australia, and of course, in planning and describing the event in Washington, the White House has consistently avoided that terminology, which has led to a lot of back and forth with reporters. We've played that here on the airwaves, and a lot of swipes in a lot of different directions over this. And so now we've got a poll out that says most disapprove of the president's handling of ISIS. And are you surprised by that? When Congress comes back and they debate what's going to happen next, I think some of this comes into play. And what the poll pretty much says is we're unhappy with how this is being handled. The CNN ORC poll found 57% of Americans disapprove of how Obama is handling the threat posed by ISIS. 57% disapprove of his handling of the foreign affairs more broadly. And that's not something new. We've seen those numbers before. And then another 60% rate Obama negatively on his handling of electronic national security. So the declining approval ratings for the Prez on national security come after a weekend of international turmoil that just underscores the 40 people, et cetera, the threats abroad. What happened in Denmark, the two shootings, one at a free speech event with the controversial cartoonist who wasn't hit, and then another just hours later outside of a synagogue, and the attacks left two dead and five police officers wounded. And of course, we don't have to go back to Paris, but we're seeing that there is an uptick in this violence. And Egypt launched a second round of airstrikes against ISIS in Libya on Monday in retaliation for a video released Sunday that looks to show ISIS militants beheading a group of 21 Egyptian Christians, leading them to the beach, and then beheading them. So what is it that has to happen here? If 51% say they trust the president as commander-in-chief in the military, but then the others say they don't, do we need to send ground troops? Do we have to say we'll have to take those shackles off to combat ISIS? Is it the only way we can do this, by sending in ground troops? Is this the only way to have something happen to snuff them out? 855-266-5283. You know you can always throw in your 2 cents. 855-266-5283. We're talking, of course, about ISIS, the extreme, the terror summit, the poll, people are happy with how ISIS is being handled. 78% of Americans say Congress should give Obama the authority to fight ISIS. That's a little bit of a decline from 82% who supported it in December. So you see where we're going with all of this. Hey, coming up this hour of America Tonight, we have Political Tales by Clinton Porter Hackney. He's so clever. And I love his political tales, just little nuggets of history, interesting things that you might not know. Also, we'll mix in some odds and ends, other things on the day that you also might not have seen or heard about because it gets buried in everything else. You know, coming up this weekend, and most people don't care about award shows, but I'm interested to see what's going to happen with the Oscars, and we'll talk about that on our next show, because you have Bradley Cooper, who played Chris Kyle, who is up for an Academy Award, and this is his third nomination. He's never won an Academy Award, and I think his portrayal was absolutely incredible. So he has a good chance to nab that Best Actor piece of hardware, I think, and it just shows you the strength of the movie and how many people care about what happened to Chris Kyle and how many people went to see it. Well over $300 million at the box office. Hang with us. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission and Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Born, so nurses all gather round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they have found.
Coming up, a super bug in UCLA making people sick and some people dying. That's great. I hate to hear those stories. Somebody going to a hospital and then they don't come out of that hospital because of something that they've caught from the hospital. It's like that whole staph infection thing. Let's go to Tomas first, though, in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right, man. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. Listen,
good, that's the key.
I want to talk about ISIS, Kate. You know how we don't hear anything except ISIS, ISIS, ISIS. Mm-hmm. You know, all of a sudden, it's like ISIS is out there, and we hear that people are bombing them. But who are the boots on the ground that are fighting ISIS? All right. Let me see. It's Hezbollah.
Iraq.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is an enemy of the United States. Iran, which is an
right.
enemy of the United States. Syria. Which is an enemy of the United States, has been since even before Iran. But we have not, I have not heard anybody say the word Hezbollah or Iran or Syria in the same sentence with ISIS for the last the last month. It started to gnaw on me. I'm saying, well, it's like watching a football game, but you only hear one side. You know, the Eagles and the Cowboys are playing, but you only hear about the Eagles. What's going on? And I said, wait a minute. I hate to say it, but I have to go and follow the money. Who loses if ISIS loses? Is it just ISIS? Who is supporting ISIS?
Well, no, all those other bad boy regimes that you mentioned.
Well, no, I mean, Syria is not supporting ISIS. Right?
Syria's no, but Iran. ISIS. What about Iran?
Iran is fighting ISIS. Remember, Iran is helping the Iraqis fight ISIS?
Right. Supposedly.
Yeah, well, yeah. And Hezbollah is actually fighting ISIS also.
Mm-hmm.
So who is supporting ISIS? Well, you just have to look at the religious factions that compose these groups. Iran, Shiite. Okay? Hezbollah, Shiite. ISIS, Sunni. What is Saudi Arabia? Sunni.
Mm, yeah.
Great. Sunni. If ISIS loses, this whole royal family, camels and princes and all that stuff, that's going down the drain. And I got a feeling Europe and the powers that be are finally deciding, you know what? It's time for us to take control of all that oil that the Saudi Arabians have been sitting on for all these years. Because if ISIS loses, Saudi Arabia is going to go down the drain. Because Iran is right there across the Persian Gulf. You know? So what I'm telling you, Kate, is I believe that ISIS and Saudi Arabia are tied together, and the world community has decided to pounce on ISIS, and by doing that, change the regime in Saudi Arabia. Because
well, I don't know about that. I mean, you saw the attack on ISIS from the Saudi king Abdullah. I mean, I understand the theory, but I really think he wants to eliminate ISIS. I do.
Well, you know, I mean, he could never come out and say that he's for ISIS.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, he sure is not for Iran, you know.
No, no.
I mean, you put yourself in his position, okay? He's got ISIS over here, and they're crazy, but they're his fellow Sunnis. And then against them, he has the Shiites of Iran, and the Shiites of Iraq are the only ones that are still in, you know, in Iraq there. You know, because the western part of Iraq is all Shiite.
So, right.
I mean, no, the western part of Iraq is all Sunni.
Sunni.
And that's the part
that's
controlled by ISIS. So,
mm-hmm.
You might want to talk to your people in the Pentagon about that. But I think there's something brewing there, and that could be a big, big change, you know. But these Europeans, you know, they don't want to get stuck without oil. And it's the Russians over there causing trouble.
True.
And, you know, it wasn't the United States who did that whole Libya thing with Gaddafi. As if you remember, Obama said, no, we're not going to do anything there. And if you remember, Obama was the one who wanted the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, all right? And it wasn't us who got him out. It was the Europeans. The Europeans are now the ones that are working in the Middle East. But anyway, you watch Jamal Limbaugh, his people are listening to this show, and they're going to be talking about this tomorrow.
Interesting. I love your theories, Tomas, but I don't think, thanks, I don't think the Saudis are in bed with ISIS. I don't. I think because of some of the horrific things that happened, they don't want anything to do with ISIS. If you want to talk about ISIS and Al-Qaeda, if you want to talk, I think there's an underbelly to Iran, even if they're fighting them. I think there's some that have, I think that's part of the problem. I think in all these countries, there's some that have a secret wish for ISIS to succeed based on what they'll be able to do in their power grab. I mean, it's the quicksands of the Middle East. So at the White House Summit on Extremism to warn against profiling people or conducting surveillance because of their faith, that was one of the things that was talked about. Obama said nobody should be profiled because of faith. I mean, but, you know, we go back to the jumping jacks of the Islamic terrorists again. And the whole idea of countering violent extremism and the whole thing that we've been seeing that has come out of the White House, you know, we have these groups, Islamic State, Al-Qaeda. I mean, they're targeting the West. And they're calling it a holy war. So these are the groups that are behind the summit, right? That they're talking about at the summit, but he's saying that his admission will not label the groups Muslim or Islamic because he said they're misusing passages of the Quran to justify their violence. Now, I agree with that. I think that's exactly what's happening. But I think it is what it is. I think you can't leave out Islamic. And he says nobody should be profiled or put under a cloud of suspicion simply because of their faith. Some in the Muslim community on the left especially have been very critical of the efforts to infiltrate mosques to find imams preaching radicalism or to find members who have radical ideology. But the problem is you have that. So if you're going to, it's like trying to get drug lords. It's like trying to undercover with any kind of a sting operation. You have to go where it's happening, and that's where it's happening. So many times it's being traced back to that. You know, and the press even admitted that not all terrorists come from poor backgrounds, including Osama bin Laden. But he mentioned the Oklahoma City bombing, the attacks on 9/11, side by side. He mentioned the Fort Hood shootings, the killings of three Muslim college students killed in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. You know, we kept hearing that the Fort Hood situation was workplace violence, even though Army Major Nidal Hassan had radical Islamic views. You just can't get around that. He had those views. And the Chapel Hill thing, it really looks like a crazy lunatic who was having a parking dispute. So as we look at this and we drill down, I mean, sometimes you have to call it what it is. And you cannot say, we cannot, you know, you can't do undercover mosque treatment if you trace the money and you trace something directly to the mosque. Because frankly, this is how we've gotten people in the past. If it had nothing to do with any of the mosques ever, then I would say you would throw that out. But it's like my analogy of the drug lords or trying to get somebody on bribes. You go to their house. You go to where it's happening. Hey, you can throw in your 2 cents. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. A couple of other things that are happening related to ISIS, and this, I don't know why this shouldn't surprise any of us, but they are harvesting organs of the people that they kill. They say they might be harvesting them, or people that they go after, and as a way to have extra financing for their operations. Because when they have bodies and they examine them, they notice that things have been missing, and it's clearly organ harvesting. Absolutely, they'll do nothing. They'll stop at nothing. I mean, 790 bodies they're talking about? It's a way to finance the operations? My goodness. All right, stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a
bird. Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, as we crisscross across this great nation. Talking a lot about ISIS, about what they had to say today, the White House, as they were planning and then also executing this this summit. And, you know, ultimately, what are we doing in this battle against ISIS? And how are we defining ISIS, I suppose, is the other part of this. And I don't agree with the infiltrating the mosque. I mean, if there's nothing there, certainly not. I mean, any church, if you're just doing it to do it. But when they go into mosques, they have reasonable suspicion and evidence that somebody is being radicalized or there's a radical imam. That's how we were able to stop many, many things that have happened in this country. Dan is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hi, Dan.
I had to put my headphones down.
Nice.
Okay, listen, baby, I want you to do something for me with your brilliant connections. Find out what the sect is in Malaysia, whether it's Sunni or Indonesia, Sunni or Shia.
Okay.
Now, tonight, Roger Hedgecock was doing a little report about the little gathering of the African nations, and amongst them was a number of people that were the heads of state. Of African countries that were of Muslim descent, okay? Organization.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the president walked up and gave a special sign that only Muslims do to each other to recognize each other. And when he did, all of them in the second row smiled and nodded to Obama.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Well, I mean, you get what's happening here. You get about the Arab Spring and that blew up, and this whole
his invasion of Libya, which overthrew the Gaddafi, which was no problem to us, but because of it, we've been kicked out of Libya. We've been kicked out of Yemen. You know, we're going to be kicked out of every place that we have any influence, such as Kuwait or Bahrain or any of those nations or the Horn of Africa. We're going to lose all the way down the line because this is all going to go Muslim, and they'll be unfriendly to our interest in any way, shape, or form. Now, look, he's also taking in 10,000 Syrians into this nation that you and I have to pay for because they're going to need assistance.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to need welfare. They're going to need AFDC. They're going to need counseling. They're going to need interpreters. They're going to need special schools. They're going to need language coaches, the whole nine yards. And you and me, we get to pay for that. This man is trying to bankrupt us. There hasn't been one thing that he hasn't done that hasn't cost us money. I'm telling you, we have an enemy in the White House and his little sycophants in there with him, his little czars and everybody else, and it is none other than President Obama. This guy wants to ruin us. Now, last but not least, our border is being infiltrated as we speak, and all kinds of OTMs are coming across. The Mexicans are having wars with each other. Not even the border control can control that because they're killing each other to get their drugs across in here in the United States. Not to mention not only that, the enslavement of women as sex workers, they're making a dollar on that as well. I'm telling you, we're losing the whole Southwest with all this infiltration that's going on. And Thomas is right about the Sunni backing the ISIS people from Saudi Arabia. Those are diehard Wahhabists in Saudi Arabia. That is the most radicals of Muslims. And they sponsor all of the mosques that are being built here in the United States. Those are all sponsored with oil money from Saudi Arabia. You don't have to be insane or some kind of nutcase to realize what's going on. We're being taken over little by little. Now, last but not least, this summit that the president had. Ha! Bull. When's the last time you've seen a Methodist chop off a head? But we've had it happen right here by Muslims in this country. Okay? That's enough for me, Kate.
Dan, you make some good points. The thing with the Saudis, though, I agree that there's a splinter groups of them, yes, and he makes the point. He flushes that out even more, of course, but not the king, and I think the king is trying to grab the reins of this. He's trying to modernize Saudi Arabia. So you have, I mean, he's at odds with this. This has nothing to do with King Abdullah or his kingdom, and maybe that's saying something. Maybe he's in trouble because could he be overrun, and that would be another reason why he would want to get rid of ISIS, because of the fear of what could ultimately happen to Saudi Arabia and how it could be totally infiltrated or taken over by that ideology. Because I know for a fact that is not the ideology that King Abdullah practices. I know people that have met the father who just recently died and the son. This is not who they are. They like some of the Western ways. They're trying to change their culture. But Dan makes the point, you know, the hardcores are there. The Wahhabists are definitely hardcore, and they could care less about modernizing or giving women rights and not beheading them or stoning them to death and just accusing them of adultery and all kinds of crazy nonsense, for sure. So here's what one congressman said. Duncan Hunter said, Obama's better suited as mayor than president. You know, a lot of people reacting to the summit, reacting to some of the what I call the verbal jumping jacks of not saying certain things. And what Hunter says is he says that Obama's speech on Wednesday on fighting extremism showed his lack of knowledge. And he said he ought to be the mayor of a city talking this way to law enforcement. And Hunter said that the ISIS people wouldn't exist if Joint Chiefs Chairman Martin Dempsey and Obama hadn't withdrawn all troops from Iraq. Now, that's another theory that's always floating around. John McCain says that all the time, as much as he didn't want that war to drag out, that once we withdrew, that's what we threw them into. We put them into that situation after we changed the course in Iraq. So Is it tough to kill ISIS militarily? If we were to just bombard ISIS, boots on the ground, in the air, the whole thing, could we wipe this group out? Do we want to invest in that, though? I mean, here we go again. Now, what I think is scary is when you hear that they're talking about going to places like Italy and throughout Europe freely. I think that's frightening. If you've never been to Italy, if you've never, and you're, let's just, if you're a Christian and you want to see some of the most incredible things, you better put that on your bucket list now and get over there now, because you might not be able to get over there. I think that was one of the scariest things, is when we heard that ISIS was going to go after Rome and, oh, they're only 500 miles away. I mean, listen, they have no fear. And how many numbers are there? We don't know, because they're so spread out and organized. And we've had some of our brightest generals say that they're, you know, this is like swatting flies, dangerous flies, and you can't get to them. Can't get to them. Even Tom Ridge says this terror threat is worse now than after 9/11. That it's worse than we've ever seen it. It's the worst. And then this summit, you had others on the Hill. Of course, they're off this week, but reacting to it. Others on the Hill saying that the summit is really a slap in the face to Israel, including Congressman Zinke, who contrasted the event to the House Speaker John Boehner's invitation of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address Congress next month on the Iran nuclear threat. And he says this administration invites a terrorist sympathizer. I think the contrast is very clear. He had at this White House countering violent extremism summit, and Dan mentioned this, the sign that he made, that included a Muslim Public Affairs Council founder, Salam al-Mariati. So, listen, at this point, I think the main thing is, that we got to sum up what we want to do. We got to figure out how to stop pussyfooting around verbiage, because it's stupid. It doesn't make any sense. You had Eric Holder saying, the attorney general, you had him saying the other day that, I don't understand why we have to keep, why are we wasting time arguing about extremism and Islamic extremism? It doesn't make any sense. But it does, because you have to call the enemy what it is. You have to call the enemy what it is. In any fight that we've had, do we not have a name for the enemy? Go back into your Middle Ages. Go back into some of the wars that were fought in Europe. There is an enemy. And this is what the enemy looks like. It's not pumping up fear. It's not trying to, I think, go after innocent Muslims. Because that's not, especially with me, you know that. I always say that's not right. It's not right to say just get everyone out of the country, everyone who's Muslim, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, everybody, Dr. Oz, no. But radicalized extremist Islamists are what they are. And dancing around it and then saying, well, we can't infiltrate mosques. It's just silly, because that's where they've gotten so much of the information. Not just doing it, not just hitting every single mosque, because that would be wrong, but hardcore information leads to suspects, leads to stopping people dead in their tracks. And that's the idea, no matter where they are. I don't care if they're in a Catholic church. I don't care if they're in a Methodist church. I don't care where they are. Wherever the money leads you, wherever when you're in law enforcement, it takes you, that's where you have to go, to the hornet's nest. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Hey there, Guns80.com continues to surprise us with low prices and high-quality Ghost AR-15 rifle kits. At Guns80.com, Ghost AR-15 kits are an even better idea than buying at gun shows or through private parties, because the Ghost AR-15 kits at Guns80.com require no background checks, no registration. They don't even have serial numbers. That's what I call privacy. Go to Guns80.com to order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, no hassles, ship direct. Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780.
Tales of American Political History with Clinton Porter Hackney.
We're talking about the story of the long trail taken by Jack Daniel and his family through politics, bureaucracies, and plenty more. Jack Daniel was orphaned as a teenager, but was taken in by a lay preacher in his hometown of Lynchburg, Tennessee. The preacher man was Dan Call, and not only did Dan preach, he also ran a small moonshine distillery. The first of several key events in the famous success of Jack Daniel's whiskey was that Preacher Dan and his former slave, named Nearest Green, taught Jack how to distill. The next was that after years of litigation between the 15 Daniel children over their father's estate, Jack got a pretty healthy inheritance. Jack took the lead in acquiring a permit from the state, such that after a painstaking process, he and the preacher established a legally registered distillery. Join us again as Jack takes over. This is Clinton Porter Hackney at cphackney.com.
All right, you got to like that. And then Jack takes over. All right, we've been talking about ICE. We've been talking about the meeting at the White House, the summit, and mixing that all in a lot of different directions. And I promise you I'm going to tell you about that super bug, too, at UCLA that I mentioned. It's a crazy, crazy story. It's frightening where medicine is headed, that's for sure. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Hi, Kate. I can't believe you're saying the Saudis are not disrespectful.
I don't think the Saudi king is radicalized. I really don't. Not from everything that I've heard. Now, the people in his kingdom, the people around him, absolutely. The wasabiists that are crazed, yes.
Oh, by the way, for Dan, Indonesia is Shia.
Shia? Somebody just sent me a thing that they said it was Sunni. That's interesting. Okay, so Shia.
It's okay. Shia. my hand of God is Shia.
I believe you. You research everything, so I'm going with you.
I do. Anyway, no, it was a Saudi king that came out and blasted about the three Muslims being killed and calling the guy a terrorist. Now, like, wait just a minute. Let's back up and regroup. You people have done your fair share of beheading and other monstrous forms of torture. Hypocrites. I mean, if you're Islam, you're going to be radical at some point, Kay, because it is a cult. It is not just a religion. It is a lifestyle. That's the problem with all of this nonsense. It's a lifestyle. And if you don't strictly adhere to this entire lifestyle, you're done away with. Muhammad crawled out from his cave. That's the way it's been. That you can't do this, you can't do that. And if you don't do this and you don't do that, blah, blah, blah. And Dan about a week ago, I think, had the best idea. Bring out those warthogs. By God, bring out those warthogs. Go in there and just flat-ass carpet bomb that whole entire region. Because under Obama, we have lost more troops than we did in 8 years under Bush. That's a fact.
Yeah, I agree with that. Mm-hmm.
And now we're right back in the thick of it. Where does this stop? We either are going to go in there, guns blazing, warthogs firing, or just stay the hell home. I'm so angry about this, I can spit nails because nobody does anything but talk, 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 talk.
Mm-hmm.
When do we really start showing some serious action like we did in World War II, World War I, and even the Korean War? Oh, wait, I forget. My bad. It was when Congress decided to start micromanaging the military, which they have no business doing. And it has been particularly heinous under this administration.
I agree. Pussyfooting around it and not. So that's why you either go all in and blast them out, and that's it, because that's the only way you're getting rid of ISIS. Really. I agree with you. You only are going to get rid of them if you do that.
If we don't get as down and ugly as those people are, we're just spinning wheels. And it's going to. Yeah. I mean, let's go back to King Henry VIII. Torture. You don't think it wouldn't wake up a few people? Now, I don't agree with that torture. It was pretty bad. But until you start fighting fire with fire, okay, all we're going to do is be more in debt and lose more of our troops. No two ways about it. And frankly, I'm so sick of it. I have seriously, seriously considered moving to Malta.
Just to get away from it. Yeah.
No, I'm very serious.
Wow.
I have a very dear friend there. She keeps begging for me to come down. And I thought, you know, I'm just so tired of this do-nothing country. And here we elected all those Republicans. What are they doing? Sitting on their butts, pandering. It's just time. Either Americans wake up and get with it and demand some action, constitutional action, or just all go to hell, sit down, and be ready. I mean, what can you say? And hear all the illegals coming in? My God, now they're flipping us the bird. They're doing other nasty gestures. These are illegal criminals. After the judge made his ruling?
Yeah.
And we're supposed to tolerate that? I'm sorry, Kate. All of this diversity is not cutting it. And it's time to go back to our Christian ways, because when Obama said that we should not profile by faith, wait a minute. What is he doing with Christians? The whole world. I mean, Christians get kicked around right and left constantly. Can't do this, can't do that, can't have a nativity, And he has the audacity to bring that up. Oh, my God, Kate, I'm so angry I could spit nails 10 times over. And you know it's true, too, that we're just sitting here spinning wheels.
I agree with that.
Am I?
We're a nation of fence sitters, which is the worst place to be.
It is. And we're not going to get off that fence until people get off their butts and start contacting their congressmen. I feel like sometimes that myself and a few friends are the only people, Kay, out there even trying to get a congressman's deal. I go back before Congress in March, this coming March, to give my report.
Which, good.
Because I sit on a DOT board. And they all know when I come, it's like, take cover, because I just don't mince words. That's what Americans have to do. Stand up and be accountable, people. My God. What is it going to take? Martial law? Oh, by the way, we're ranked 21st now in the world for freedoms. We are not number one. I just read that today.
Yeah.
So,
sad.
Okay, I'll get off sad. My little soapbox here, and but Dan had the right idea. Get those warthogs out because they are mean machines.
Mean machines. Okay. Izzy, don't move to Malta, and if you do, my gosh, tell us if you do. So here's the thing. The one thing that she's saying that I agree with is we are a nation of fence sitters. So you're either all the way in or you're not, and this seems to be the big problem. If you really want to eliminate ISIS, then you just got to go after them. That's what you got to do. You got to just blow them away. And what does that entail? That means every use of military force possible, right? Or you're sitting on the fence and, okay, we'll be involved in this coalition, we'll do this, and it's not producing the results that we need to be produced. I mean, I realize that you're weighing different things as to not wanting to be as brutal as the terrorists, but you got to fight fire with fire because they don't care. That just gives them an opening. All right, how about this? I said I would tell you about it. UCLA reported that about 180 patients have been exposed to a potentially deadly superbug on contaminated medical instruments that infected 7 patients and might have actually led to 2 deaths. That's great. You go to UCLA Medical Center and you die. So that's a lot. They were exposed to an antibiotic-resistant drug, or CRE, during endoscopic procedures between October and January. The patients who might have been infected have been sent home testing kits, which they're going to analyze. That must make you feel good to get that phone call. Hey, you might have been infected with a superbug. The bacteria can cause infections of the bladder, lungs, lead to coughing, fever, chills. CRE infections have been reported in every single state except for Idaho, Alaska, and Maine. Oh, it's frightening what's happening. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.